Like a plant, a relationship requires nurture. After her divorce became final last year, commentator Heather King thought about her garden.
I just don't have the touch with plants. I overwater, they turn yellow and rot. I underwater, they shrivel up and die. One day, several years ago, my husband Tim and I were walking through the neighborhood when we spotted a Japanese woman tending a jungle of plants. They had thick, spear-shaped leaves and blossoms in gorgeous colors of gold, purple, Moroccan red. "What do you call those?" Tim yelled through the fence, and half an hour's worth of friendly conversation later, we were walking home with a fistful of epidendrum cuttings. I stuck a few in potting soil, and lo and behold, one of them took. Not only took, but eventually grew to a towering, health-radiating 6 feet. It was my one horticultural triumph, and every time I looked at it, it reminded me of everything that was best about Tim, his sense of fun, his openness, his talent for serendipity. 2 years ago, we separated. I tended the plants more absent-mindedly than ever, watering the browning bromeliads, killing off orchids. Did I have a black thumb when it came to relationships, too? The day Tim moved back east, I cut the epidendrum back so far it almost died. It looked weak and drawn, as if undergoing chemo. In between, I made treks to the downtown courthouse, sitting for hours in the do-it-yourself divorce clinic, standing in line at the filing window, a 14-year relationship reduced to a few bloodless boilerplate forms. Date of marriage, 5/12/90, would bring me back to the spring day we'd eloped to Nantucket and made our vows before a chain-smoking justice of the peace. Declaration regarding minor children, there are no minor children, would evoke how we'd almost decided to become parents, but some shared failure of nerve had held us back. One afternoon, just before last Thanksgiving, the final papers arrived. You were notified that the following judgment was entered on November 25th, 2003, dissolution of marriage. I cried a little, then I called Tim back in New Hampshire. Is there an ex-husband in the house? I said when he answered. No, he replied. It came through. What happened to us, honey? I asked as we were signing off. I hung up and looked out the window, thinking, how can you sleep beside someone every night for all those years and then have it end? Maybe it wasn't the end, I tried to comfort myself. Maybe it was the beginning of another kind of relationship, one we were still feeling out. Gazing out over the courtyard, my eyes stopped short at the epidendrum. After months of neglect, it was thriving, the leaves lustrous, the grown-in stalks hardy. And way at the top were two blood-red blooms, nodding their young new heads, their necks intertwined.
Lawyer and writer Heather King lives in Los Angeles.